The time is 8:07. Currently a dark start here in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue. Temperature stands at 59 degrees. Some light rain, some fog, some mist out there. I am Chad Holmes, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:15, we'll be joined by the executive director of the Good News Project here at Wausau, Christine Daniels. They've received some good news recently. They received a City of Wausau Sustainability Award, and also they have an open house to show off the sustainability. And basically tomorrow at the Good News Project, an open house, and they're going to show their solar panels. And again, as we see a summer where we're seeing, again, record temperatures. And we see the continuing, I think, you'd call it a crisis, that is climate change. We are going to have to start looking ahead, start looking at different ways of trying to get our energy and try to sustain our environment. And to see the Good News Project be involved in this, and get the award, and now have an open house tomorrow for the folks here in Central Wisconsin. We're going to talk about all that and the Good News Project in general with the Executive Director, Christine Daniels, coming up in just a few minutes at 8:15. Also coming up later on in the program, going to talk a little bit about a couple I found disturbing stories involving law enforcement, one of which in the state of Mississippi and another in the state of Kansas. And we always talk about how almost all law enforcement does the right thing. They do take into their heart to serve and protect. But when we do see these kind of stories, disturbing. And I'm going to delve into it, what it means, what we should be doing about it, coming up a little bit later in the program. Also coming up on today's show, going to continue our countdown to kickoff. Yep, it is the first week of the high school football season this week. Talk about Valley Football Association and the Central Conference on the eight-player side in terms of previewing a couple of our teams, the Wausau West Warriors and the Valley Football Association and the Newman Catholic Cardinals in the Central Conference on the eight-player side. As we get set, big week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. It is the start of another high school sports season. In fact, the 2023-2024 high school sports calendar gets underway with action this week. In fact, on Friday night, we have a pair of games, the Wausau West Warriors in action up in Superior, taking on the Spartans. Coverage will begin on Friday night at 6:30 right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also, the Marathon Red Raiders kick off their season. Marathon was supposed to take on Rib Lake Prentice, but Rib Lake Prentice announced a week or so ago that they would not have enough players to have a varsity football schedule this year. So that meant some scrambling for Marathon. And they'll be heading to Kenosha to take on Kenosha Christian squad. And Marathon on the road in Kenosha, Kenosha Christian on a Friday night. That game can be heard live on our Sports 2 stream. Again, you can go to either BullFallsRadio.com, click on Sports Stream 2, or even better, get the Civic Media app. It's probably the simplest way to do it. Get the Civic Media app on your phone, and then you'll be able to click on Bull Falls Radio, and you'll see right there, you got our main channel, which is our on-air stream. Then you got Sports 2 and Sports 3. And all you have to do is click on Sports 2, hit play, and you'll be able to hear the Marathon Red Raiders live on Friday night starting at 6:30. So again, exciting time of the start of a high school football season this week. Games on Thursday and Friday throughout the state of Wisconsin. And also, don't forget, on Wednesday night, there'll be our first edition of the Big High School Sports Show. Yep, the Big High School Sports Show is back for another season here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. During the fall sports season, I'll be joined by Jason Foster, the former Wausau West High School head football coach, and during the winter by former Newman Catholic boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. And Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m., nothing but high school sports talk for those 2 hours. And this Wednesday from 6 till 8, we have 3 different guests. We will be joined by the head football coach of the Wausau East Lumberjacks coming up. As Wausau East returning to varsity football for the first time since 2020. In fact, it's fantastic to see Wausau East coming back. Tyler Kramer, the head coach of the Lumberjacks, will be joining me on Wednesday. Also be joining me, our student athlete guest for this week from Wausau West, outstanding senior tight end Bryce Jaworski. Bryce heading off to college football at the U.S. Military Academy, Army, after this year, but ranked as one of the top senior returning football players in the state. So Bryce Jaworski joining me. And also Rob Brainerd. He is from Wisports.net. He is part of a new special game of the week that Wisports.net will have every Thursday night. So we'll learn about that as well. So that's Wednesday from 6 till 8, the Big High School Sports Show. We're going to take a break. Come back with Christine Daniels of the Good News Project next on WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:15. Again, a dark start. Not used to it being so dark. We ain't used to it when we get to December and January at this time of the day. But overcast skies, some light rain. Again, it was a bit of a drencher overnight. We'll get all the details. Will this rain continue into our Monday? We'll be talking to our meteorologist, Jennifer Vuchiski from Weatherology, coming up at 9:06. But right now, we're very happy to welcome into studio Christine Daniels, the executive director of the Good News Project of Wausau. And a lot going on with the Good News Project. Number one, Christine, thank you for coming on in. It's always much better to sit across and have a good conversation across the table. And good morning.
Good morning, Chad, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Before we talk about, I think some well-deserved acknowledgement of what you're doing at the Good News Project and talk about what's happening tomorrow, for those folks who may not be familiar with the Good News Project, what it is, sure, where you are, the history of it, maybe a thumbnail sketch on what the Good News Project is here in Wausau.
I will do my best to give you a thumbnail sketch. We are a 40-year organization. We're actually celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. We began building small homes in the West Indies, and over time, we had humanitarian shipping and medical equipment that was going abroad. Mm-hmm. And about 18 years ago, we started a local medical lending program, really because a board member asked to use some of the equipment that was sitting in our warehouse, and it kind of like a light bulb went on. And right around the same time that board member asked, there were other medical closets that were shutting down in the area, and they were looking for a singular place to donate their, hospital beds, walkers, wheelchairs to, and that became Good News Project. So we have a medical lending program now, and we also have an e-cycling program. Every Friday from 9 to 4, we accept electronics. We charge 45 cents a pound, but it falls within our mission, which is fulfilling needs at home and abroad. We are able to use volunteers for the majority of the intake, the sorting, and the program brings in about 30% of our operating budget, our annual operating budget. So it's a huge program. It's also very environmentally friendly, as is our medical equipment, because we are reusing medical equipment that otherwise might have ended up in a landfill or sitting in someone's garage.
You say that, I think there's two things to jump on with that, and I don't know how many times either myself or other people that I know, it's like, whether it is electronic equipment or whether it's old furniture, what do you do when you have something that is kind of big at times and maybe a little bulky? You know that you can't throw it away. And I just, you know, I always get, you know, cringeworthy when I see things, because I'll go to my bin at where I live and I'll see something that's a piece of electronics. I'm thinking, what are you doing here? Do you think you're going to get away with this? But number one, you mentioned the fact that it's so important for what you do, the organization, 30% of your budget coming. But also number two, it's, you know, it's the easy answer, because I think we all have either an old computer or an old television or
yes,
or something like that. And every Friday you can just stop on by and basically do two good things. Number one, help the Good News Project, and number two, do your part for the environment.
You bet. And our vision is be the good for the environment and each other. And we're very true to that statement. One of the really cool things about e-cycling that I just love talking about is that we're able to reclaim 99.6% of all the material that comes through our facility. Mm. So although we are a state certified collector, we pass it on to an end recycler, and only 0.4% actually ends up in a landfill by the time the whole process is over. So, you know, they're reclaiming things like copper and aluminum and glass and all of these wonderful metals that can be reused. Plastics are reused and remanufactured in different ways, becoming the backs of chairs and, you know, just different things. Things like that. So it's a really cool process. And we have an open house coming up on Tuesday, and we want to show people the process so that they can truly understand what's happening in our facility with both electronics and with medical equipment. You know, how do we intake the medical equipment? How do we safety check it and sanitize it to make sure it's safe for people coming, you know, through who need to use the medical equipment?
Again, we're talking to Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project, here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. You touched on it. Do you have tomorrow an open house?
It's actually Tuesday is the open house. Tuesday, August 15th.
That is tomorrow.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's Monday.
You blew my mind there for a second. Holy cow. And I'm thinking, man, I thought.
Sorry, Chad.
Usually I'm the one that loses track of days. I tell you that much. And it's a. Real quickly, what day did you think it was?
I don't know. There is so much going on today.
I know.
You see my flushed. I'm red. I'm embarrassed.
I thought, oh, where am I going here? But no, it
Tuesday,
is tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring up before we actually go in, no, you touched on before we go into the open house, the sustainability award. City of Wausau presented in May, the Good News Project, with a sustainability award presented by the Wausau Sustainability Committee, given to businesses, residents, community groups, and organizations in the Wausau area that have proven leadership and continued efforts to reduce energy consumption, carbon emissions, and energy costs, and increase the use of renewables. And it's so important right now, and especially as we go through this summer, because I think we've been very fortunate in this area of the world that we have not been suffering through 90-degree days every day of the week, or 100-degree days and low temperatures that never get out of the 70s or even the 80s. And yet, you go around where, you know, wherever you may be, you'll still hear those air conditioners going, running all the time. And we're in one of the probably the coolest areas of the country. These are issues that are going to become more and more and more important. So I imagine that being recognized for what you're doing is important, but beyond that, it's the actual what you're doing it's vital, as we are now in 2023 and knowing that these issues are going to get more and more important.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we're super excited to be given that sustainability award for quite a few reasons. We're a 40-year organization, and we've been working hard reusing things for 40 years, basically, or, you know, turning things over. A long time ago, we started with our humanitarian shipping program, and we became a collection point for schools and hospitals and individuals who wanted to see a reuse of the things that they no longer wanted. And so, you know, we would ship them abroad to countries that were asking for things like this. So we've been turning around reusable things for quite a while. And then, of course, our recycling program and our medical. And we had a someone from a local foundation when we had started our capital campaign before the pandemic. And they said, you know, it's time. Like, we're happy to see you growing and doing this because you guys have been camping out for a long time in that warehouse on 6th Street.
Right.
And so the Sustainability Award is also cool because part of our application was that we are going solar. And yes. Our solar system is officially active as of 10 days ago. And we're already generating 15,000 kilowatts a day approximately. And I really am geeked out by the whole system, you know, being the, Northwind Solar installed it for us. And we're basically sharing clean energy with the community. When we overproduce, it's going back out, and it's a clean generation of it.
Could you maybe explain, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about solar energy. That, you know, you look at today, people think, well, solar energy stocks are going to go through the floor because it's overcast. It's a lot more than just on a sunny day you got energy and on a cloudy day or a dark day you don't have energy. What are some of the misconceptions about solar?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked.
And also the panels, because there's also, I think, from time to time people get a little controversial in terms of, you know, whether or not people care about how things look or something along those lines. But general misconceptions about solar.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. One of the things is, especially when you're working with a utility company, you can't go 100% clean energy unless you completely go off the grid. And there's just different rules and regulations that come with it. And so when a solar company is putting together a plan for a business or a resident, they're going to shoot at about 75% of your overall energy usage for a year. And they tell us not to look at it on a daily basis so much, but look at this over a year's time because, you know, in the winter, they're going to be covered with snow sometimes. But also in the winter, which is what I learned last week, is we'll actually produce more energy on, you know, those bright sunny days where everything's reflecting off the snow. And if those panels are clean enough, we'll be generating more energy in the winter because of where the sun is located in, you know, it's more perpendicular with the actual solar panels. So our solar panels exist on the roof of our building. Can't really see them. We had a very generous donor offer to fly a drone over and and pay for that so that we could get some pictures of our property and our facility with it. So people actually believe us. Yeah, like there's solar up there, but you can't see it, you know. But we do have a monitor in-house that shows us daily how much we're making, monthly, and then over a year's time. And the idea is that about 70 to 75% over time that will cut our reliance on energy that's produced in a different way. And we have an electric forklift now, and we'll be able to charge that on our solar system.
Let me ask you, because obviously, environmentally, the advantages are fairly self-evident.
For sure.
But as a business, as you said, I mean, every dollar counts. You talk about, you know, the electric recycling and everything else. It sounds as though I'm sure that you guys are following every dollar that comes in and comes out. What does that mean for you looking forward if it goes the way that you expect it to? I imagine that will be an advantage for you as well.
For sure. You know, as a nonprofit organization, we are so accountable to our dollars because they are given to us by donors. And so it's really important to me to use them as wisely as possible. And this became an opportunity for us. You know, as we're in the midst of a capital campaign, we made the choice to add solar to our capital campaign. Because once our capital campaign's over, say in the next year, everything coming after that, through the solar especially, is going to actually decrease our costs. So it was a way just to look towards sustainability and the future. And one of the things I wanted to mention before about the solar is, say on a sunny day, not today, not this morning.
Tomorrow.
There you go.
It's supposed to be sunny tomorrow. Let's, hey, you can Today you have one aspect. Tomorrow, let's pretend we're talking tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
a beautiful day for your open house.
Thank you so much.
What will that mean? Having a nice sunny day.
So we will most likely overgenerate clean electricity. Mm-hmm. It will produce too much for what our facility can actually hold, and so it will go back out on the grid. But we get credit for what's going back out on the grid. So say by the time 8 o'clock comes around, the sun's mostly down. You're not generating anything anymore. We're getting electricity back into our facility through the grid, but we're not having to pay for it because we banked it on the other side. And that'll happen all year. And of course, we expect during the winter, there'll be less. And that's okay because we're looking at this really on an annual or even over a 2-year period of time. And that's how they've explained it to us. Like, you really need to look at this as more of a long-term thing than just a daily.
That is so unusual these days, to be honest with you. I mean, when you say that, and that's the way we should all be, whether a business or an individual, to look ahead a year or two, not to try to cut a corner early on. And I think that's something that, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch as you, as Good News Project sees what the benefits are over the next couple of years, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
And for other folks who are maybe interested in thinking about taking that next step.
I hope it's inspiring to other people in the city. I really do.
Again, we're talking to Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project. Well, let's talk about tomorrow. It is your open house. You're proud of what's going on. A chance for folks to come on in. Number one, what time is the open house tomorrow?
Yes, so it's tomorrow, Tuesday, from 2 to 6 p.m. And
perfect for many people getting off of work and stop on by right before dinner and be able to take a tour of the Good News Project. And what are you going to be highlighting for the folks that come through?
Yeah, well, we're going to be giving a tour, and it's going to be starting in our brand new lobby. One of the things about our capital campaign that was super important to us was that our facility was safe for people to come in. It's a large warehouse, and prior to our construction, we had people walking into a huge garage door. It was dark. It was dirty. Sometimes there was a forklift running. Mm. Sometimes we would find people up stairs on a platform sorting through their own medical equipment. Like, it was strange and it wasn't safe. So we really want to just show people the lobby, the reception area, show them how our processes work and that they can be confident in using our medical equipment and in using our e-cycling program, help them realize that the e-cycling really does feed into our nonprofit and it's important. And really just let them meet a lot of wonderful people. We have so many volunteers in our ranks that make Good News what it is. And we would not be able to do what we do without our volunteers. And so people will be able to meet our volunteers, and they're going to be talking a little bit along the tour about what they do or highlighting a specific room or process.
Whenever a group talks about their volunteers, I don't think I've come across any that said, well, we got enough. It's great you stop by, but we don't need your help right now. No, everybody needs more help. If somebody out there, because nowadays I think there's folks that really do, you talk about, you know, sustainable energy. I think volunteering for people is a sustainable energy for their lives. If somebody does those out there, maybe today they'll tuned in that not familiar with what you do and maybe find it exciting what you're trying to accomplish. How do people become a volunteer with Good News Project?
That's a great question. They can go to our website and just click down on volunteers and put in an application. That's how we start with the general application. They can stop in, they can call, and we'll connect them with our volunteer coordinator. And then she'll sit down with them and just have a little interview. Not intimidating, but she wants to get to know what are their needs and, you know, what do they hope to accomplish and make sure that there's something on our end where it's a really good match. For the most part, there's always a good match, you know, whether it's filing or data entry or lifting electronics or sorting. So there's always something we can do.
And before we wrap up, I know that you're in the midst of a capital campaign as well, and that's obviously very important for a nonprofit who, you know, as we've talked about, you know, every dollar is so vitally important. Could you talk about this capital campaign, what you're looking, what is behind it in terms of what your goals are with it, and maybe for folks who would be interested in helping in that way as well.
Yeah, for sure. So it's a $950,000 capital campaign. We have already raised $575,000. If you asked me in 2019 if I thought I could do it, I would have given you a very nervous kind of yes. But we already made $575,000.
Hey, can you think of what's happened between now, between 2019 and now?
And we did it in the midst of a pandemic.
Exactly.
So I'm super proud of our team and all the volunteers that came to the table to help get us to where we are. So it was phased out. The first part was doing the exterior, getting in a parking lot and getting the whole thing staged outside for our interior renovation. We began interior renovation in February of this year. We are still not quite finished. We're finishing up some things with volunteer help to try and cut costs, right? Our original mortgage is part of it, equipment, forklift, truck, and we still need to renovate our loading dock. Mm. So once we finish this fundraising, we can move forward on those last three bits and we'll be done. And I will be so thankful that I can just like move on with our programming, you know.
I imagine that. I don't care what you're involved in. And I, you know, groups have to, you know, raise money. That's the hardest part of a job. You know, it really is. I mean, it's not easy to go and ask people for money. But the bottom line is, you know, the Good News Project. I mean, it says it in its name. It's so important in these areas for folks who, you know, are deciding on where to maybe put a generous donation. For folks, you know, everybody's limited in terms of what they're able to give. But when you think about that, and I know that, it's not easy to be asking for money, but it is vitally important. It's great to see now some tangible examples of what's being accomplished. I imagine that's exciting.
It is very exciting.
Let's again remind people, tomorrow, again, Tuesday, August 15th, we got the calendar all straightened out, 2 until 6 p.m. And again, for folks, and again, one of the things about the Good News Project is, I'll be driving, the signs are so, I always see them, you know, it's like, for what, some places, they feel like they're hiding, but for folks who want to know where you are, again, in case they have not been there before and want to stop on by and really take a close look at your facilities tomorrow.
Yeah, the address is 1106 Fifth Street. We are right by the train tracks just north of downtown Wausau. You can't miss us. We're the only warehouse in that residential area.
Fantastic. Well, again, congrats on what you've been able to accomplish so far. And
Thank you. Hopefully
tomorrow will be a beautiful sunny day and a lot of folks to stop by and be part of that open house.
And I brought you a postcard reminder so you can come to our open house as well.
Hey, I appreciate that. Again, Christine Daniels, Executive Director of the Good News Project. We have to take a break. We're going to have a news update coming up, CBS News. We'll find out what's going on around the country and around the world. Also, Brittany Merlot will be back with a Pacific Media News update as well. The time is 8:35. I'm Chad Holmes. Good Monday morning. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. This Friday night, it's the kickoff of another high school football season with the Wausau West Warriors on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The Warriors will kick things off in Superior, taking on the Spartans. Hear all the action live with the pregame show starting at 6:30 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Warrior High School football on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by Big Beauty Boutique, Mankey Auto, Red Robin Restaurant, the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Shine Chiropractic, North Star Restoration. It's Wausau West at Superior in high school football. Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:30 on your home for Wausau West Sports. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and alerting WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. A little bit of light rain out there. Been rainy pretty much through the overnight. I had a night where I kept waking up. Every hour or so, I kept waking up and I could hear the rain coming down pretty hard basically throughout the evening. It was, I should say, the overnight hours. Basically, one of those drenchers overnight, and it looks like it's going to stay wet at least for a while. In fact, showers mainly before 2 p.m. today. And we're going to see a high temperature we haven't seen in a while. 62 degrees. 62 degrees for the high. East winds around 11 miles per hour, gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers in the early evening, and then gradually becoming mostly clear, a low of 49. Good sleeping weather tonight. Tomorrow, a gorgeous day. If you're, as we said, for the Good News Project open house, it's going to be a gorgeous one. Tuesday, sunny skies and a high near 77 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies, a low of 56. And on Wednesday, another great-looking day, mostly sunny and a high near 83. And as we look ahead, we have our high school football kickoff on Friday, and Newman Catholic has their scrimmage on Saturday. Friday, sunny and 82, and then Saturday, hot one, hot day on Saturday. Sunny, 91 degrees is the high temperature. Again, that light rain right now, 59 degrees is the temperature at our studios here on East Wausau Avenue. Again, great to talk to the Executive Director, Christine Daniels, of the Good News Project. Don't forget tomorrow, if you have an opportunity, just swing on by. The Good News Project open house, you have a chance to view the new construction progress, see the health equipment lending program in action, an in-depth view of the e-cycling processes, and a look as well at their new solar panels, and a chance to see what they're doing in terms of solar energy. The open house will be from 2 until 6 p.m. They'll provide some light refreshments as well. Good News Project located at 1106 North 5th Street here in Wausau. And again, you can get more information if you want more information on becoming a volunteer, more information on perhaps giving to their capital campaign. Check out their website, goodnewswi.com. Again, that's goodnewswi.com. Well, Friday, last Friday night, Green Bay Packers open up their preseason, got a victory. Don't take too much out of it. They scored 36 points in the game, easily got past the Cincinnati Bengals in that game. But the Bengals basically played almost none of their top performers. In fact, on the defensive side, they had one starter that was on the field. Before we talk a little bit about what we saw with the new-look Green Bay Packers, the thing that jumped out on Friday, if you were watching the game, and I put this on my social media, you could almost hear the screaming of when Channel 9, who of course covers Packer preseason football, WAOW-TV9, a couple of times they had their weather meteorologist Justin Lowe come on because there were some severe thunderstorm warnings. Marathon County and other counties in the central Wisconsin viewing area. And a couple of times he would come on and during the midst of the game and give an update on the severe weather situation. And the thing about it, I could almost hear the screaming of Packer fans. Even in a preseason game, they don't want to be interrupted. They want to see each and every play. And I put down there, you have to understand that part of the deal when you are either a television station or a radio station is when there is severe weather, there's a public interest aspect of your license. You are responsible to the public. And in the case of where there is weather that could be severe, that could cause damage, could cause injury, you need to be able to go on and let people know there is a storm coming. We've heard stories, I mean, not just Packers. There was a big stink in the Washington, D.C. area a number of years back. You remember when Tiger Woods won his last Masters? He had not won a Masters forever. There were tornadoes and severe thunderstorms going through the Washington, D.C. area. So their television station gave extensive coverage to the tornadoes and the severe thunderstorms. And people went nuts, including Michael Wilbon, the famous ESPN commentator, about how could you interrupt Tiger Woods at the Masters for severe weather coverage? Well, part of the deal is it's a responsibility. It's a responsibility we have as a radio station because of our license granted by the Federal Communications Commission, and it is also a responsibility of WAOW or WSAW or WJFW, all of the TV stations in our area. So again, if you were one of those folks complaining that we had a couple of interruptions of a Packer preseason game for severe weather coverage, get a grip. That is my piece of advice for you, because broadcasters have the responsibility to try to keep their listeners or their viewers safe from severe weather. I know you probably don't care that I say that, but if you're upset, but that's just the way it is. The time is 8:48. We're going to talk a little bit about what the Packers did on the field coming up. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's the start of another season of the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes. Each and every Wednesday night, it's nothing but high school sports from 6 until 8 p.m. On this week's show, we'll be joined by Wausau East head football coach Tyler Kramer, the Lumberjacks returning to varsity action here in 2023, and we'll get all the details on the team from the head coach. We'll also be joined as our student-athlete guest for this week, Wausau West High School senior tight end Bryce Jaworski. Jaworski is one of the top-ranked returning seniors in the state of Wisconsin and heading to the U.S. Military Academy for college. And finally, we'll talk to Bob Rainer. Bob will be the play-by-play announcer for a new series of Thursday night high school football broadcasts from WisSports.net. The Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday, 6 till 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. At home show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, Civic Media and their blood donation challenge continuing here into the month of August. It's been really terrific to see the folks who have been posting on their social media their trips to give blood. There is a blood shortage, a major blood shortage across the country, and that does include here in Wisconsin. So Civic Media is trying to close that gap, trying to change that through the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. What you have to do, number one, go to our website, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and then / give blood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. That will give you the opportunity to find a blood donation center close by and then find out how to make an appointment. And then when you do make your appointment and go in to give blood, make sure you take a selfie and post it to your social media, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or X/Twitter, whatever they're calling it these days, threads. Put a selfie on your social media with the hashtag #CivicPints. One word, hashtag #CivicPints, and then you'll be able to fill out an entry form and be able to win a great prize. We are giving away tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers, a pair of tickets to American Family Field. Also giving away tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair, which is going on down in West Allis. And we do have a whole bunch of Civic Media swag packs as well. So again, it is the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. Go online, civicmedia.us/giveblood. Find your blood donation center close by, make an appointment, post it to your social media, a chance to win and a chance as well to do a really great thing. Close that gap, that shortage for blood here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, Green Bay Packers got off to a victorious start in the preseason, winning in Cincinnati Friday night, as I said before the break. Yeah, they scored 36 points, but basically it was a Cincinnati team, a good Cincinnati team, that was resting the vast majority of their starters. Thing you still wanted to see was the quarterback play, as obviously it's a completely new quarterback room for the Green Bay Packers, and saw Jordan Love for a little bit, not too much. It was a quiet night for Jordan Love. On the evening, Love was 7 of 10 for 46 yards and a touchdown. Again, note the Bengals have played only one defensive starter. Love had one big miss on the first series. He had a wide-open Luke Musgrave on 3rd and 7, but overthrew him with basically nobody within 9 yards of the Green Bay tight end. But then Love responded, had some impressive work the rest of the way. He was able to make some big plays to keep the drive alive that ultimately ended with a touchdown. And again, he did not play a whole lot, but 7 of 10, 46 yards, and a touchdown. The quarterback that we saw a whole bunch of on Friday night for the Pack was Sean Clifford, the Penn State rookie. And boy, he had a lot of activity. He was 20 of 26, 206 yards, a touchdown, but 2 interceptions. So it was the good, the bad, and the ugly for Sean Clifford. He did move the team. He was able to get the team on the board, but one pass, the pick six, was not a good throw. It was a ball that should never have been thrown, but threw it right in stride to the Cincinnati defender that basically turned into an easy score for the Bengals that ultimately gave Cincinnati the lead. But again, the kid throws the ball well. He has a lot of experience at Penn State. He does look like the kind of guy that you would be able to trust to grow in the position as a backup, because there were question marks on whether or not Green Bay would go with a veteran as a backup quarterback for Jordan Love or go with one of the young guys. And right now, it could always change. But if Green Bay went into the regular season with Jordan Love and then Sean Clifford, I don't know if you'd want to do that for a long period of time. I'm pretty certain that if Jordan Love went down with a significant injury that would put him out for multiple weeks, they would bring in more of a veteran to be available should Sean Clifford not be able to carry the load as a starting quarterback. But the guy does, again, have big-time college experience. He played a lot of years at Penn State. It felt like he was there for a decade or so. But the guy does have experience playing in some big games for Penn State, so it would not be a case where I think he'd be overwhelmed should he be asked to go into a regular season game for the Green Bay Packers. Packers next have a couple of home games. They'll take on the New England Patriots at Lambeau Field coming up on Saturday and then wrap up the preseason against the Seattle Seahawks before the season opener at Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears. One thing that also kind of jumped out on Friday, the kicker, Anders Carlson. Mason Crosby is gone, got a rookie from Auburn, Anders Carlson. Had a 45-yard field goal that was perfect, but also missed a couple of extra points. And the thing is, it sounds like the Packers are going to be patient. He is a guy that I think has great potential. And, of course, we remember that Carlson's older brother, Daniel, he came in as a highly touted rookie back in 2018 with the Minnesota Vikings, had a terrible day in Green Bay, and he was cut. Well, the patience for the Vikings did not pay off because he went to the Raiders and has become one of the NFL's best kickers. So, again, I think having patience with this young kicker until you think he's not going to be able to do it. But at this point, he has shown enough where he does have the talent and should be, I think, a solid NFL kicker. So, again, quarterbacks and kickers so far looking at the Green Bay Packers. We're going to take a quick break after CBS News at the top of the hour, and Brittany Merlot with a Civic Media News update will be joined at 9:06 by meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki. Talk about what looks to be a wet Monday, but then a lot of sunshine for Tuesday. So we'll get the details on the weather coming up at 9:06. Another hour to go. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO.